a movement led by a much younger student now. In Grand Junction, Colorado, a 10-year-old is taking on issues including education and taxes with her own political action committee. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
Hard to sign on this kind of paper.
Yeah, huh?
Not many preteens start their day going through paperwork at their campaign office, but Lily Thorpe is signing an endorsement letter for an initiative to raise Colorado's tobacco tax. Later, she presents the letter to the campaign's organizers in front of television cameras. Back in her one-room office, Lily says she got interested in politics after a mock election at her school. Now she wants other children to get involved.
Since we're part of our community, too, we should have a say. Not just a fake election.
Lily started a political action committee called Kids Campaign and filed the necessary paperwork with the state.
There's no age limit in Colorado saying how old you have to be for a political action committee. A baby could start one if it wanted to.
Lily has four adult advisors who make sure she doesn't break any laws, but the issues she works on are her own, and they vary widely, from education funding to encouraging more people to vote. But she refuses to endorse individual candidates.
So, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I am bipartisan.
Just as you're about to forget she's only 10 years old, Lily grabs a spray bottle and heads for the U.S. and Colorado flags hanging from the ceiling in her office.
What are you doing?
I'm freshening the flags. I spray a freshener every time I come in here so I can keep the flags nice.
Leaving her office and what have to be the best-smelling flags in Colorado, Lily's mom drives her to a local mall where she asks shoppers to sign on to the tobacco tax initiative.
Would you sign a petition that raises the cigarette tax 60 cents?
Lily moves around a lot, and it's not always easy to keep up.
Don't you get tired?
Sometimes.
What do you do when you get tired?
I take a nap.
While a reporter following her might be ready for that nap, he has no chance. Lily keeps moving. She also distributes copies of filled-out questionnaires she sent to politicians. She says not everyone has been kind enough to respond. Then, apparently sensing an opportunity to apply some good old-fashioned political pressure, 10-year-old style, she says this.
Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry, I would like it if you would send me a donation, and then if you would fill out my questionnaires personally and send them back to me.
Such political acumen might make you wonder if the adults in her life have a bigger role in this campaign than they'll admit. But Lily's mom, Maya, says this is all her daughter's idea.
She actually said that she wanted to do something about it, so my response was find a way. You know, don't complain, just find a way. And this is her way.
So, are we gonna hear your name sometime in the future?
Maybe, when I'm governor or president.
With that, Lily Thorpe skips away toward another shopper, who she convinces to sign the tobacco tax petition. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.